إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. Verily, all praise is due to Allah alone. We praise Him. We seek His assistance alone and we ask Him to forgive us. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. We seek refuge with Allah from the evils of our own selves and from the bad consequences of our ill actions. من يهديه الله فلا مضل له. Whomever Allah guides, there is no one who can lead him astray. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whomever Allah allows to stray, no one can guide him. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. And I testify openly that none have the right to be worshipped other than Allah, alone without any partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I bear witness and I testify openly that Muhammad was his servant and final messenger. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. Amma ba'd. As for what follows, then by the blessings of Allah, which are so numerous, He allowed us to gather in this masjid, Al-Masjid Al-Awwal, in the city of Pittsburgh, in America, and all around the world through Mirath Radio. May Allah Ta'ala bless, protect, and increase the goodness of the maintainers of both the masjid and the radio station. And may Allah Ta'ala bless and protect all of those who are part of this class, listening, trying to benefit, following along in any way. Ameen. We were blessed by Allah Ta'ala to study the story of Ad, and how Allah Ta'ala destroyed the people of Ad with just a light or just a breeze or a wind that took them and snatched them up into the sky and dropped them down upon their heads in a humiliating and deadly punishment that did away with them and destroyed them. And Allah Ta'ala mentions that in the Quran for us to learn about and for us to take lessons from, in that we do our best to comply to the message of His messengers, that being specific to us, the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala says, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Let those be warned, those who contradict his order, the order of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, lest a fitna befall them, a trial in this worldly life, or a painful punishment in the hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala continues to warn us against neglecting the orders of the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He has shown us through these examples what has happened to the people of the past, and he asks us, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرْ. So then how was my punishment and how was my warning? So we are required in Islam to reflect about the people of the past and how they have been punished and how they have been warned. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us success in heeding those admonitions and to allow us to act in accordance to them, with what is befitting. Today we look at the 23rd verse of Surah Al-Qamar, and we begin our discussion, or we begin our study of the story of Thamud. Allah Ta'ala says, and we're in the tafsir of Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen, may Allah have mercy on him, the tafsir of Surah Al-Hujurat wa Qaf wa Dhariyat and so on. That printed volume, we're on page number 276, two-thirds down the page. We have the statement of Allah, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِالنُّذُرُ. The people of Thamud, they rejected the admonitions, or they refused to accept the admonitions and the reminders. أَيْ بِمَا جَاءَهُمْ مِنَ النُّذُرُ. What has come to them, or what had come to them from the admonitions. وَهِيَ الْآيَاتُ الَّتِي جَاءَ بِهَا صَالِحٌ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And those admonitions, they were the verses that were brought to them by the Prophet Salih. May Allah Ta'ala raise his rank and grant him peace. وَدِيَارُهُمْ مَعْرُوفَ الْآنْ بِبِلَادِ الْحَجَرِ. And their land or their city, their place of dwelling is known to us now in the place called Hajar. فِي طَرِيقِ تَبُوكِ مِنَ الْمَدِينَةِ. If you go from the city of Al-Madinah on the way to Tabuk, there's a place there called Al-Hajr. I believe it's Al-Hajr or Al-Hijr. Naam. وَكَانَ صَالِحٌ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ أُرْسِلَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. And Salih, the Prophet, was sent, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, he was sent to his people. يَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. He called them to the worship of Allah alone. لا شريك له. No partner does he have. كسائر الأنبياء. Just like the previous prophets did with their nations. قال الله تعالى, as Allah the Most High has said, وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون. And we have not sent before you any messenger except that we sent revelation to him saying that there is none worthy of worship except me, meaning Allah, so worship me, fa'abudun, so worship me alone. That's the 25th verse of Surah Al-Anbiya. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ, and Allah the Most High has said. And does anyone pick up when I quote the statements of Allah Azza wa Jal, I say Allah has said. And when I quote the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I say the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Why is it that I make a distinction and I say Allah has said this? I don't say Allah said this. In English, there's an important distinction between saying has said and said. Has said is present perfect. The action is still going on. It's something that goes on. The speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Ta'ala speaks and continues to speak. Naam? So this is the speech of Allah now. And it's not the speech of Allah from the past. So it's the speech of Allah ongoing. But the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has died. So when we quote his speech, we mention the proper usage of quoting the speech of someone who has died. And you say, he said. Yeah? When someone's alive, you say he has said. He has said. Nah? And Allahu Ta'ala knows best. So just a little distinction, maybe that people weren't listening or paying attention to that distinction. That's an important one. Because essentially when we say Allah said, we put that in the past. Allah said that in the past. Right? But from our belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, is the Quran is the kalam of Allah, that he speaks with it and he continues to speak with it. And that we don't know Allah, we don't have any description of Allah as being silent, that he doesn't speak. So we describe him with speech as an ongoing, continual attribute. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. When of course we describe Allah Ta'ala with ongoing life, with unended life. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. So put your trust in the ever-living, the one who doesn't die. So then the speech we're quoting is also the speech of one who is alive. And not the speech of one who has passed. So we say Allah has said this and the Messenger said that. And some people would say there's a problem in saying the Messenger of Allah is dead? Is it a ta'an? Is it some kind of abuse or a bad statement to say he's dead? No. Sufis will say that. But Ahl Sunnah, we say that because Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that. Remember when Umar was having a difficult time in dealing with the death of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Abu Bakr confronted him, sat him down, and said, "Man kana ya'budu Allaha fa inna Allaha hayyun la yamut." Whoever has worshipped Allah, then Allah is ever living and he never dies. "Man kana ya'budu Muhammadan fa inna Muhammadan qad mat." And whoever has worshipped Muhammad, then he should know that Muhammad has died. Right, so then we don't have a problem affirming death to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala has said, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. And Allah says, and we have sent to every, we have dispatched to every ummah, to every group of people, to every nation, a messenger, أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ, proclaiming to them to worship Allah alone, وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ, and to refrain from the worship of those who are falsely worshipped besides Allah. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ هَدَى اللَّهُ, and from them, from these members of these previous nations, were those whom Allah guided. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِ الضَّلَالَةُ, and there are some that had the had misguidance written upon them, and it took place that they remained upon misguidance. أَرْسَلَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. So Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, sent Salih to his people. وَأَعْطَاهُ آيَةً وَهِيَ نَاقَةٌ لَهَا شِرْبٌ وَلَهُمْ شِرْبٌ. And he gave them an ayah. He gave them a sign, a miracle. It was a she-camel that was to drink from their water source at one time, while they would drink from the water source at another time. أَيَنَّ بِعْرَ النَّاقَةِ الْكَبِيرِ الغزير الماء, that means that the well that was used to provide water for this she camel was big and it was expansive, having a lot of water. وقد ذكروا أنها إذا شربت إناء من الماء فإن الذي يسقيها إناء من الماء يحلب من لبنها بقدر ما أسقاها. And it's been mentioned, meaning the scholars have mentioned, that this she-camel, when it was given an amount of water to drink, then the person who gave the water to the she-camel to drink would immediately be able to milk the she-camel and get milk the amount of the water, this equal to the amount of the water that was given to the she-camel immediately. وَهَذَا مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. And this was from the special signs of Allah. أَنَّ نَاقَةً تَشْرَبُ مَاءً ثُمَّ تُخْرِجُهُ فِي الْحَالِ لَبَنًا, that a she-camel would drink an amount of water and then on the spot produce it as milk. It was a very special miracle that Allah Ta'ala gave the Prophet Salih. فَإِنَّ الَّذِي لَيْسَ لَهُ عَادَةٌ فَإِنَّ هَذَا لَيْسَ لَهُ عَادَةٌ وَلَكِنَّهَا آيَةٌ مِّنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. This is not a normal occurrence. This is something not understood to be a normal occurrence. However, it was a sign or a miracle, a miraculous sign, you might say, from the signs of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. أَرَاهُمْ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَ إِيَّاهَا حَتَّى يَعْتَبِرُوا. Allah showed it to them. Allah, the Blessed and Most High, showed it to them so that they could take a lesson from that. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يُرْسِلْ رَسُولًا إِلَّا آتَاهُ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ مَا يُؤْمِنُ عَلَى مِثْلِهِ الْبَشَرِ. Because Allah had never sent a messenger to any people except that he gave him proofs or miracles or signs, that which would cause the people to believe in that type of signs, meaning miracles. رَحْمَةً مِنْهُ وَحِكْمَةً, as a mercy from Allah and a kind of wisdom. And we're going to look into that with a bit of detail here from the words of our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih, rahimahullah. لِأَنَّهُ لَا يُعْقَلُ أَنَّ رَجُلًا مِّن بَيْنِ النَّاسِ يَأْتِي وَيَقُولُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. Because it's not something acceptable intellectually that a person would stand up among the people and say, I am a messenger of Allah to you. وَمَا مِنْ آيَةٍ إِلَّا إِذَا آتَاهُ اللَّهُ آيَاتٍ تَدُلُّ عَلَى صِدْقِهِ, unless that he had miraculous signs from Allah that would be a proof in his favor that he was honest in his claim to being a messenger. That's interesting, because we have people today claiming to be messengers and they have nothing interesting, let alone a miracle. They have nothing miraculous, and nothing even really interesting or beneficial or helpful as a teaching. Subhanallah. قال العلماء, the scholars have said, وَمَا مِنْ آيَةٍ أُوْتِيَهَا نَبِيٌّ مِنْ أَنْبِيَاءِ اللَّهِ السَّابِقِينَ إِلَّا كَانَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِثْلُهَا أَوْ أَشَدْ. The scholars have said there is no miracle that had been given to any prophet from the previous prophets of Allah, except that the messenger of Allah, meaning Muhammad, may Allah raise his rank and grant him and his family peace, he had something similar to it or even more miraculous, comparatively. وَلَكِنْ قَدْ تَكُونُ غَيْرَ مُتَوَفِّرَ فِي حَيَاةِ الرَّسُولِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ وَلَكِنَّهَا مَوْجُودَةٌ فِي أُمَّتِهِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ. However, this miracle might not be seen or even possible in the lifetime of the Prophet himself, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, yet it would be given as a karama, which is like a miracle, but it's given to a righteous person, not a prophet, to show that he is upon the truth. And the Shaykh is going to explain how we can call all of that in English miracles. When a righteous person does something or is given some kind of support from Allah that is special and outside of normal circumstances, we call that in Arabic a karama. And it's something, a karama. You could translate a karama into English as a miracle. Yeah? And then when Allah gives a messenger something that's outside of the normal routines or laws of physics or understood manners of affairs, something that's shocking and something that's convincing that this must be a sign from Allah, that's called a mu'jiza. That's called a miracle as well. You could translate both of them into English as miracle. Mu'jiza. The mu'jiza, ni yu'jizu ghayrahu wa ya'tiya bimithlihi. If it's a mu'jiza, then it's not something anyone can do. It's something that you say that must be from Allah. That's impossible for a person to do that. All right, and we'll get some examples from the Shaykh here today. And it's important to know that a miracle is like that. It's mu'jiz. يُعْجِزُ غَيْرَهُ. It's something that when you contemplate it, you say the person who brought this must be true. He must be honest. He must be from Allah. He must be chosen by Allah, because Allah has given this to him, and this is not something humanly possible. This is not something physically possible. This is, you know, based on physics and things, this cannot happen. So, an example, the splitting of the moon. You know, scientifically, you say, no, that's impossible for the moon to split, gravity, all the things involved in astronomy, there's no way that the moon could split into two parts. But we affirm that it happened, because it's been narrated from our messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he split the moon by the permission of Allah when the disbelievers asked him for a miracle. So those things are things that are not illusions. They are not tricks that someone can come up with. There's no way to learn how to do them, because they are miracles from Allah, azza wa jal. They're not comparable to illusionary magic, as some of the deviant and confused people of today wish to do. They wish to say, well, from the sunnah is to come with miracles, so we're going to do illusionary tricks to show people or to win people over as followers, as teachers of Islam. We're going to do illusionary tricks to make people believe in us and make people maybe stand in awe of our, you know, our talent or something. And people are going to follow us now because we have these magical illusionary tricks. And this is nothing but a trick of the shaitan. Tayyib, there's this comment here by our Shaykh who says that it could be that the miracle, our Prophet comparatively had similar miracles to each and every previous Prophet, or even something more amazing, but perhaps the comparative example came later in his ummah by one of his followers. That's something that has, I have some reservations in that, and we'll think about that carefully. Right? Because from the nature of the mu'jiza and the karama, as discussed by the ulama, remember the mu'jiza by definition is a miracle given to a prophet. And the karama, we'll call it a lesser miracle given to a righteous person. in general, the rule is a karama cannot be more amazing than a mu'jiza. A miracle or a lesser miracle of a righteous person cannot outdo or overshadow a miracle given to a messenger of Allah. Because of the ranks that Allah has given them, He does not give a righteous person without prophethood a miracle that makes the prophet's miracle look small. So the prophets had the major miracles. And the miracles, these lesser miracles called karamat, that the righteous people may have here and there, they are by nature less convincing or lesser in quality than the miracles of the prophets. And that seems to be fair and right, that the prophets themselves would have the major miracles. Tayyib. One of the things the Shi'ite mention is that one time Ali radiallahu anhu did not pray Maghrib before its time as he was busy in a battle. And it was Asr, and the sun set and the sun set he had not prayed Asr. So he had not prayed Asr before the sun set. So he made a dua to Allah, and Allah brought the sun back up for him to pray Salat al-Asr in its time. Right? Tayyib, this is a Shi'i narration. This is a narration from the Shi'i. Ahl al-Sunnah reject it, not just because of the Shi'ite in the chain, but because, comparatively, the Messenger of Allah fought in Khaybar, and he fought in a battle from Asr to Maghrib, and the sun set and he had not prayed Asr, and he made dua against the mushrikeen he was fighting against, and he was angry about missing Asr. Yet nothing of this, nothing similar to this was reported for the Messenger of Allah. So then what we have here is the case of a righteous person, Ali radiallahu anhu, having it attributed to him that he has something that's more virtuous. He's been specialized with something that gives him a rank and special attention higher than the Messenger of Allah himself, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Ahl al-Sunnah said, if Allah didn't return the sun for the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, back up so that he could pray Asr, then how could he do that for one of his followers less than him? And that's where the Shi'i connection comes in, that their narrations commonly and typically glorify Ali radiallahu anhu from being a noble and upright companion from the household of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, into being someone equal to or even better than the Messenger of Allah himself, or even equal to Allah Azza wa Jal himself, meaning someone who should be worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal, as they came to him in his life and attempted to worship him. And these were the people who are fanatical, and we find them in every ummah. Look at the Christians, those who claim to love Isa, what do? They worship him as a god besides Allah Azza wa Jal. So it's excessiveness in one's love that leads one into polytheism and acts of shirk. So a mu'jiza, comparative to a karama, the major miracle of a mu'jiza given to a prophet, compared to a karama of a righteous person, must be lesser in its amazing qualities and its convincing qualities. Now, that being said, that's where the concern comes here in the speech of the author, that he's saying some of the miracles that were given to the followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they're considered to be credited to him because they are only being given to these righteous people because they followed this messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So these miracles are being credited to the messenger himself. So therefore, he may be mentioning these examples of karamat, of lesser miracles, and he may be magnifying their status to make them seem a little bit more important than they were, so that they overshadow or outdo the miracles of the previous prophets. So we, as a general rule, we don't believe that the lesser miracles of the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the righteous people of this ummah, would outshadow the miracles given to the previous prophets. That right there is a very difficult matter to give up to in order to understand this passage. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. ولهذا كان من القواعد المقررة عند العلماء
And thus, from the principles that have been developed and agreed upon by the scholars, أَنَّ كُلَّ كَرَامَةٍ لِوَلِيٍّ فَهِيَ آيَةٌ لِلنَّبِيِّ الَّذِي تَبَعَهُ. That every karama that's given to a righteous person, the word here is wali, and it's important for us to understand who a wali is as well. فَهِيَ آيَةٌ. Then every karama given to a righteous person is a sign for the truthfulness that goes back to the prophet that he follows. It's not just for him to magnify his status, but to alert you that he is on the truth. So the message that he is following and promoting must be the message of the truth. لأن هذه الكرامة تشهد بصدق ما كان عليه الولي. Because the karama, the miracle of a lesser nature, it testifies to the truthfulness of what this wali, of what this righteous person is upon. وَهَذَا الْوَلِي تَابِعٌ لِرَسُولٍ سَابِقٍ. And this righteous person is a follower of a prophet that was previously sent forth to that nation. فَيَكُونُ فِي ذَلِكَ آيَةً عَلَىٰ أَنَّ هَذَا الشَّرْعَ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ هَذَا الْوَلِي حَقٌ. So then it becomes a proof or a sign that the legislation or the religion that this wali is upon or that he is following is the haq. وَهَذِهِ تَكُونُ آيَةً لِلنَّبِيِّ. Then it becomes a sign of the truthfulness of, for that prophet. وَعَلَيْهِ. And so based on this, نَقُولُ فَنَقُولُ. Then based on this we say, مِنْ آيَاتِ مُوسَىٰ أَنَّهُ يَضْرِبُ الْحَجَرِ. From the miracles of Musa, the prophet Musa, is that he would strike a mount, a rock, وَإِذَا ضَرَبَهُ انْفَجَرَ عُيُونًا. And if he struck a rock, then it would crack open and water, like a spring of water, could come out of it. تَنْبَعُ مَاءً مِنْ حَجَرٍ يَابِسٍ. تَنْبَعُ مَاءٌ مِنْ حَجَرٍ يَابِسٍ. That water would gush forth from a rock that is dry. فَهَلْ كَانَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mithruhu. And did the messenger of Allah Muhammad, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, did he have something similar to that? You guys are saying naam. Al-jawabu kana lahu a'zam. The answer is he had something even more amazing. He had something greater than that. Siddiq is saying, water coming from his fingers. Naam. فَإِنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ جِيءَ إِلَيْهِ بِقَدَحٍ مِّن مَاءٍ. Since the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, was brought a pot of water, or a vessel of water. وَلَيْسَ مَعَ النَّاسِ مَاءٌ إِلَّا مَا فِي هَذِهِ الرِّكْوَةِ وَوَضَعَ يَدَهُ فِيهِ. And the people had no other water other than this one vessel of water. So he put his hand on it, فَجَعَلَ الْمَاءَ يَنْبِعُ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَصَابِعِ يَدِهِ كَالْعُيُونِ. And the water gushed forth from between his fingers as if it was coming from a spring, like a spring in the ground. This was collected by the Imam al-Bukhari in his Sahih, one of the miracles of our Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَهَذَا أَعْظَمُ مِنْ آيَةِ مُوسَى. And glorified be Allah, this is something that was greater than the miracle that was of or given to Musa. It's important that when we compare in this manner one prophet to another, that we don't come to a false conclusion, and that being the weakness of the one who's being mentioned as being not as superior. The weakness or the lesser nature, or that we look down on him in a certain way, or we feel him to be of an inferior nature. All of those are not intended, and all of those cannot be, are not befitting to come to the mind of a Muslim. For us to mention the status of different messengers, and that some of them were preferred by Allah over others, it is not allowed for us to conclude, then that other one must have been either weak, or, you know, flawed, or not as good, and these kind of things. Rather, we affirm the virtues, and we believe in all of those messengers, with all of their messages, being the best of the people of their time. And تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. These are the messengers about whom Allah Ta'ala says, we have given status to some of them over others. لأن آية موسى يخرج الماء من الحجر. Because the miracle, the reason why this was more outstanding as a miracle, was that the miracle of Musa was to produce water, or that water would gush forth out of a rock. وَخُرُوجُ الْمَاءِ مِنَ الْحَجَرِ مُعْتَادٌ. And water coming out of a rock is something that actually happens. It's something that happens commonly. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ. And there are some kinds of rocks that produce from those rocks rivers of water. لكن لم تجري العادة أن يخرج الماء من الإناء الذي بينه وبين الأرض فاصل. However, it is not something that is customarily understood or normal that water would come from a vessel. Water would gush forth in abundance from a vessel that is not connected to the earth at all, that is separate in its, you know, separate and not connected to the earth. It's not water gushing forth from under the rocks or something. It is something very miraculous and very clear coming from this container. إذن هذه أعظم. Then it's understood that this is greater as a miracle. وموسى عليه الصلاة والسلام ضرب البحر فانفلق فكان أسواقا يابسا. And Musa, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, struck the ocean and it split and became, there became a pathway for him to walk on dry land. For him to walk on dry land. وهذه لا شك آية عظيمة. This is without a doubt a great miracle. وجرى لهذه الأمة أعظم من هذه. And there have been members of this ummah that have had greater things than this. مشوا على الماء دون أن يضرب لهم طريق يابس أو يوبس. I believe that's the way it's read. مشوا على الماء دون أن يضرب لهم طريق يوبس. That some people had walked on the surface of water without any surface that was ground or dry. Walked on the wet surface of the water. Comparing this to the miracle of Musa. بِدَوَابِّهِمْ وَأَرْجُلِهِمْ مَشَوْا بِدَوَابِّهِمْ وَأَرْجُلِهِمْ وَلَمْ يَغْرُقُوا. They walked upon the surface of that water with their animals on their legs and they did not drown. وَذَلِكَ فِي قِصَّةِ الْعَلَاءِ بْنِ الْحَضْرَمِ. That is related to the story of Al-Ala ibn al-Hadrami. And I'm not aware of this story, and so I'm not able to expound on that. وَفِي قِصَّةِ سَعْدِ بْنِ أَبِي وَقَاسِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. And in a story as well regarding Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, a companion, may Allah be pleased with him, مَشَوْا عَلَى الْمَاءِ. They walked upon water. وَهَذَا أَعْظَمُ مِنْ أَنْ يَمْشُوا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَلَّتِي تَفْرُقُ عَنْهَا الْمَاءُ. This is more, this is greater as a miracle than walking upon the earth that has had water removed and separated from it. وَآيَةُ صَالِحٍ. And about that whole story or that whole comparison, I say Allah Ta'ala knows best, and we'll look into that further insha'Allah Ta'ala. وَآيَةٌ صَالِحٍ. As for the miracle of Salih, عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, peace be upon him, هَذِهِ النَّاقَةُ لَهَا شِرْبٌ وَلِثَمُودَ شِرْبٌ. It was that Salih had this she-camel, and it had its day of drink, or its appointed drink, and the people had their appointed drink. The tribe of Thamud had their appointed time for drinking. لَهَا يَوْمٌ وَلِهَا أُولَاءِ يَوْمٌ. The she-camel had its day to drink, and those people had their day to drink. وَقَدْ وَقَعَ مِثْلُهَا لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ فِي الْهِجْرَةِ. And something similar happened to the Messenger of Allah, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, during the hijrah, during his emigration from Mecca to Al-Madinah. فإنه مر براعي غنم وعنده ماعز أو ضاعن ليس فيه هلبا. And he passed by a shepherd that had sheep. And one of the sheeps, a goat, had no milk at all in the udder. فمسح النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ضرعها فجعلت تبش من اللبن. So the Prophet rubbed its udder. صلى الله عليه وسلم, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. And it began to gush forth with milk. فالمهم, what's important here, أنه من نبي بعثه الله ما من نبي بعثه الله إلا أعطاه من الآيات ما يؤمن على مثله البشر. The important point to note here is that there is no prophet whom Allah had dispatched to the people except that he gave him miracles, that which would allow the people to believe in him upon seeing those miracles. قُلْنَا هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ وَحِكْمَةٌ. And we say this is based on mercy and wisdom. How is that? رَحْمَةٌ بِالنَّاسِ مِنْ أَجْلِ أَن تَحْمِلَهُمْ هَذِهِ الْآيَاتُ عَلَى التَّصْدِيقِ فَيَنْجُوا مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ. So it's mercy for the people from the angle that these clear signs, these miracles, would lead them into believing the message of that messenger, and thus they would be saved from the punishment of Allah. وَحِكْمَةٌ, and it was also a wisdom, these things, these miracles were also wisdom. لِأَنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنَ الْحِكْمَةِ أَن يَقُومَ إِنسَانٌ مِّن بَيْنِ النَّاسِ وَيَقُولُ أَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يُؤْتَى آيَاتٍ. Since it is something that is not in line with wisdom for any person to come in front of the people and say that I am a messenger from Allah, unless that he has with him some clear signs and proofs. فَيَقُولُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَيَقُولُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَقُولُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Allah the Mighty and Majestic has said, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِالنُّذُرِ. And Thamud disbelieved in these warnings. An-nudhru jam'u nadhir. Nudhr is the plural of nadhir, a warner. Wal-muradu bihi al-ayat. And the meaning that is intended here of nudhr, they are ayat, verses or signs. Allati utiha salihun alayhi salatu wassalam. Those that were given to the Prophet Salih, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. فَقَالُوا مِن جُمْلَةِ مَا قَالُوا فِي تَكْذِيبِهِمْ. And from the general, or from the many things they said when they rejected him, was أَبَشَرًا مِنَّا وَاحِدًا نَتَبِعُهُ. Is it one single person, one single human that we are going to follow? أَنْكَرُوا الْآيَاتِ. وَمَا كَأَنَّهَا أَتَتْ. They rejected the ayat as if they didn't even come. يعني أَنَتَّبِعُ بَشَرًا مِنَّا وَاحِدًا لَا نَقْبَلْ. Saying what means that we would follow one single person, we won't accept this. وَهَذَا النَّفِي. This negation of theirs, not to follow one person, بِمَعْنَ الْإِنْكَارِ. Meaning they rejected and they refused. يعني لا يمكن أن نتبع واحدا منا. Meaning it's not possible for us to follow one single person from amongst us. إِنَّا إِذًا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ وَسُعُرٍ. And if we did that, then surely we would be astray, we would be in misguidance and in punishment if we followed only one person from amongst us. That's the 24th verse of Al-Qamar. يعني إنا إن اتبعناه لفي ضلال وسعر. Meaning, if we were going to follow him, then we would be surely in misguidance and punishment. أي لفي جهل وفي عذاب. We would be in ignorance and we would land in punishment. كأنه وعدهم بأنهم إن اتبعوه اهتدوا. It is as if here that he called them, or he promised them, the Prophet Salih promised them, that if they followed him, they would be rightly guided. وَنَجَوْا مِنَ النَّارِ. and they would be saved from the fire. فَقَالُوا بِالْعَكْسِ And their response was to say the very opposite. لَوْ اتَّبَعْنَاهُ لَضَلَلْنَا وَاحْتَرَقْنَا بِالسُّعُرْ بِالنَّارِ If we followed him, then we would go astray and we would be made to burn in the su'ur, meaning in the fire. Aqsa ma qal, the very opposite of what the Prophet called them to. وَهَذَا مِنْ أَشَدِّ الْمُرَاغَمَا لِلرُّسُلِ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَالْمُحَادَّةِ لِلَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى This is from the most obstinate way you reject the messengers. May Allah grant them peace. May Allah raise their mention and grant them peace. And the most, the biggest way to show enmity and hatred for Allah, the Mighty, or the Blessed and Most High. أَأُلْقِيَ الذِّكْرُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا بَلْ هُوَ كَذَّابٌ أَشِرٌ Is it that the dhikr, meaning the revelation, has been sent down upon him amongst us, just him alone, amongst all of us? Rather, he is a liar and a person of evil. The 25th verse of Surah Al-Qamar. هذا أيضا استفهام اعتقار. This is a question being asked, which means negation, or which means that they're looking down on and refusing to accept this message. And is it that the dhikr was sent down only to him? Meaning, we believe, or we don't accept that revelation could be sent down to one person. So the question is not intended, that needs an answer here. A question is a rhetorical question, which means this is what we believe, it is not possible that he has revelation. يعني كيف يلقى الذكر عليه من بيننا ما الذي ميزه What they meant was, how could this revelation of reminders be sent down to just him amongst all of us? What is it that has given him status? What is it that has given him distinction amongst us? وَكُلُّ مَا ذَكَرُوا شُبُهَاتٌ لَا دِلَالَاتٌ Everything they mentioned in response to their prophet was just doubts, whims, and nothing that had any evidence in it. Because he brought them evidence, he brought them miracles. And they refused. And they came with just some false excuses. Nothing with proof in it. فَكَوْنُهُ بَشَرًا So here, let's look at this claim they have, that he's a human being, like us. So, him being a human, لا يمنع أن يكون رسولا. This is not something that would keep him from being dispatched by Allah as a messenger. بَلْ لَا بُدَّ أَن يَكُونَ رَسُولَ الْبَشَرِ رَسُولُ الْبَشَرِ بَشَرًا And it is a must, it is absolutely essential that the messenger for people be a person, be a human being, like them, like the people he's being sent to. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَالَ Because Allah has said in his book, وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ And they said, the people of misguidance, they said, had this revelation only been given to an angel, meaning from their false excuses is, if we saw an angel come down with the Qur'an, then we would have followed it. But since we didn't see an angel teaching us the Qur'an, we have only a human being, then we're not following this human being. So Allah responded, وَلَوْ أَنزَلْنَا مَلَكًا لَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ ثُمَّ لَا يُنظَرُونَ If an angel had been sent down, then the affair would have been over, and they would not have been given any respite or any chance. When the angels come down to be seen by the people, that is the end of the affairs. وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ مَلَكًا لَجَعَلْنَاهُ رَجُلًا And had we sent him down, as an angel, we would have had to make him into a man. Meaning that the people would not be able to follow the guidance of an angel. This angel would have had to been then transformed into a man. For people to learn the manners of the bathroom, the manners of eating and drinking. The angel doesn't eat, the angel doesn't drink, the angel doesn't have marital relationships. So the angel, logically, if we're thinking about logic, the angel is an inappropriate messenger. For mankind, meaning as an example himself. Now Jibreel is a messenger, but he's not the messenger like the messenger of Allah, the one who's responsible for conveying the message to all of mankind. He was the messenger from Allah to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was Rasulullah from amongst the angels, but not Rasulullah for the people. The Rasul for the people is the Messenger of Allah, as he is their example to follow in everything. He was a human being, so he ate and he drank and he used the bathroom and he had wives and he had children, so he could take on every role and be an example to mankind, a complete example in every aspect of life, where the angel would be limited and he would have to be made into a person so that it could resemble some human interactions and people could take him as an example in those things. You remember when Jibreel came to teach the people the religion, he was made into a man. Yeah, he resembled one of the companions. However, he was made into a man. And when Jibreel was sent to Maryam to give her tidings, he was made to appear to her as a man. So many stories of the angels interacting with Ibrahim, with other previous prophets, the angels came as men. Now, no one thought he was an angel. The point is that he was made to appear as a human being at that time. And so his interactions with the people, Jibreel's interactions with the people in this human form, made to look like a human, were very limited interactions. Very limited interactions. And notice that Allah, from His wisdom, He did not send Jibreel in human form to convey the Quran to the people, but He sent Jibreel to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him the Quran so that he would convey the Quran to the people and they would have a messenger to enact the Quran, to embody the Quran for them in all aspects of life. And they used to say about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. His manners and his whole mannerisms and everything, it was a manifestation or an implementation of the Quran. And you could not get that from an angel. So logically it wouldn't even work to get that from an angel. Ya'ani, as Allah, the author says here, Ya'ani, لو أرسلنا ملكا للزم أن نجعله في سورة البشر. Had we sent an angel, then that would have been required upon us to change him into the shape of a human. حتى يمكن أن يختلط بالناس, so that he could mix with the people. وَيَأْتَلِفَ بِهِمْ, and become familiar to them. وَإِذَا جَعَلْنَا الْمَلَكَ بَشَرًا لَبِسْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَا يَلْبِسُونَ فَعَادَةُ. I'm not understanding that passage. وَإِذَا جَعَلْنَا الْمَلَكَ بَشَرًا لَبِسْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَا يَلْبِسُونَ. لَبَسْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَا يَلْبِسُونَ. I have to go return to the passage. I'm not clear on what that means there. My apologies. فَعَادَتِ الْمَسْأَلَةُ مُخْتَلَطَةً. Meaning, had we made him an angel, I think we would have had to dress him as the people dress and shape him as the people are shaped and all of that. Then it would have come back to the same issue, that the same complaint was that I'm not following a man. So Allah would have had to change an angel into a man, and then the people would be back to complaining that why are we following a man here. Right? So it's against wisdom for Allah Azza wa Jal to send an angel to bring revelation to the people and be the example for the people of implementation of that message. It's important to know that the angels themselves, they are governed by physics, and they are governed by rules of their existence that are not the same rules that govern our existence. They are made of light. Show me something made of light other than light. We don't have that in our understanding of this world, right? Something made of light. So the angels are made of light. The angels do things that are not within the halal and the haram for human beings. One example is when they came to wash the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this has been a problem for some people that did not think about this issue. And it opens up things for people who said, oh, I thought there was a problem with Jibreel using a golden vessel because we've been forbidden from using golden vessels. Jibreel had the angel had a golden vessel when he washed the heart of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he washed the Prophet's heart with Zamzam. Hayyib. So some people have assumed that this has something to do with maybe an exception to the permissibility of using a gold vessel. Or we have to think of a way to combine this with the prohibition of using golden vessels. We have no need. This is an angel. He has a complete set of different rules that are not the halal and the haram that we apply to ourselves. They don't have reward and punishment. They don't have the very same basis of our relationship with Allah. لَا يَعْسُونَ اللَّهَ فِي مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ as Allah has described them. They don't disobey Allah in anything that Allah tells them to do, and they only do what they're ordered to do. So as a result, they've been created for pure obedience. Then there is no test for them. There is no test for them, and thus they are not in line for reward or punishment. Because all they do is exactly what Allah Azza wa Jal has dispatched them to do. طيب. So then, وَالثَّالِثَ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ or a shubhat al-thaniya, annahu minna la yatamayyazu alayna bi shay. The first doubt, the first problem they had in accepting Saleh was that he's a human. And the messenger should be an angel. And we've mentioned the discussion of that. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We're going to pause shortly for the adhan here in the masjid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So the first point of confusion they had, or the first fake excuse that they offered was, we cannot follow a messenger who's not an angel. We can't follow a human. And we've mentioned what our shaykh said in response to that. Secondly, they said he doesn't have any special distinction among us. He's just an average person. Then the third one, الثالثة أنه واحد لم يؤيد والله عز وجل يقول وضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون وهؤلاء يقولون واحد لابد يعزر بثاني وثالث. That's the third doubt. It is that they said he's just one who has no additional assistance. His number is one. He's only one person. And they said this based on what is mentioned by Allah, the Mighty and Exalted, who said, and give them the example of the people of a village when the messengers came to them. Messengers. A group of messengers came to a village. When we sent them two, and they rejected two of those messengers, then we gave them more might by adding a third messenger. And they said all together, those messengers, we are messengers that have been sent to you. وَهَٰؤُلَاءِ يَقُولُونَ And those people are saying, this is their point of confusion, those people are claiming there's just one who's not been aided by another group of messengers. No second one and no third one. That's their third point of confusion. الرَّابِعَ أَأُلْقِيَ الذِّكْرُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا That has the revelation been sent down upon him between us. يعني كيف يلقى عليه الذكر والوحي من بيننا. How is it that the reminder, the revelation has been given to him specifically from amongst all of us? هذا لا يمكن. They said this is not possible. أربع شبهات. They had four points of confusion or four false excuses for not following that messenger. وَهُمْ يَرَوْنَهَا حُجَاجًا تُوْجِبُ رَدَّ صَالِحٍ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ They believed that these were serious proofs that required them to reject Salih. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. وَالْوَاقِعُ أَنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ بِحُجَاجٍ In reality, they are not proofs at all. بَلْ هِيَ شُبَهٌ وَتَضْلِيلٌ They are merely doubts and points of misguidance or things which lead into misguidance. وَهَاكَذَا الْمُبْطِلُونَ فِي كُلِّ زَمَانٍ وَمَكَانٍ يُرِدُونَ الشُّبَهَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ This is the case of all people of falsehood. In every time and in every place, they bring about these false arguments to repel the truth. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لَابُدَّ أَن يُبَيِّنَ الْحَقِّ However, Allah, the Mighty, or the Glorified and Most High, it is a must that He clarify the truth. It is essential that he clarifies the truth for the people. لِيَهْلِكَ مَنْ هَلَكَ عَنْ بَيِّنَا وَيَحْيَا مَنْ حَيَّ عَنْ بَيِّنَا So that those who are destroyed will be destroyed upon evidence and clear proof. And those who live and who are survived, those who survive and reach salvation, they do so as well upon clarity. ثُمَّ قَالُوا Then they said, بَلْ هُوَ كَذَّابٌ أَشِرٌ This bell here, instead, instead of being one messenger from amongst us that we should follow, rather he's a liar. He's a liar. بَلْ هُنَا لِإِبْطَالِ دَعْوَاهُ بَلْ means rather. Instead of that claim, here's the deal. أَنَّهُ لِإِبْطَالِ دَعْوَاهُ أَنَّهُ حَقٌّ. The bell here is used to reject the claim that he is upon the truth, or that he is truthful as a messenger. كَذَّابٌ سِيغَةٌ مُبَالَغَةٌ وَهِيَ نَفْسُ الْوَقْتِ وَصْفٌ. So here we have كَذَّاب. The word كَذَّاب is سِيغَةٌ مُبَالَغَةٌ. You have كَذِبَ, يَكْذِبُ. Yeah, كَذَبَ يَكْذِبُ. كَذَبَ. فُلَان كَذَب. So whoever does a كَذِب, he is a كَذِب. That's the فَاعِل. كَذِب. The first thing we're going to is the فَاعِل. اسم الفَاعِل. كَذِب. A liar. Person who lied. It's a كَذِب. Yeah. Then we have a كَذَّاب. On the wazn of فَعَال. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Not just a كَذِب, but a كَذَّاب. Allah Ta'ala is فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيد. فَعَالٌ. Endlessly, in an ongoing manner, doing whatever he chooses. Not just doing what he chooses, but doing so repetitively, in an ongoing way, مُبَالَغَة, meaning continuously, repetitively, without any inhibition, without any restriction or anyone limiting what he does. So, كَذَّاب is the one who continuously lies. The كَذِب, someone, maybe he lied once, so he's a كَذِب. كَذَّاب. كَذَّاب is a habitual liar. Yeah, it's the continuous liar. The one who's known as a liar. كَذَّاب. Not just a كَذِب, but a كَذَّاب. In Islam, it's important to note that a كَذِب, already his shahada is rejected, his riwayah is rejected. His testimony in a court is rejected. The one who's known to lie once. And his narration as a narrator of hadith is rejected. Right? Even if he's known to lie once. Known to lie once. He's a كَذِب, خلاص. He's abandoned as a narrator and not something acceptable, not someone acceptable as a testimony, or his testimony is unacceptable in court. His Islam is rejected? Did I say that? No. He's a Muslim. He's a major sinner. However, his testimony, meaning if he comes to the court and he has a claim, he's offering his witness in an issue, it's rejected by the judge. He says, I'm sorry, we excuse you, we cannot count on what you're saying at all, because he's lied. Either one, the one who lies or the one who's a continual liar. The continual liar is even more severely warned against, more severely shunned. Yeah. The كَذِب, who lied one time, he is rejected as a person of testimony or a person who could narrate something. I mean, his shahada is rejected. And what I mean by that, the shahada is, the word shahada here means his testimony in a court case. Not his ascription to Islam. Barakallahu fik, I'm glad you mentioned that. Okay, jayyid. Excellent. The word shahada here, وَالَّذِينِ يَرْمُونَ أَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَرَيْسَ, and they don't have four witnesses, فَشَهَادَةُ أَهَدِهِمْ, right? أَرْبَعَ شَهَادَات. So, the verse in, what is it? Surah At-Talaq? Surah An-Nur, أحسنتم. The one who accuses his wife of adultery, and he doesn't have four witnesses, then he has to make four shahadas himself. Four testimonies himself. He has to, say in front of a judge four times that he saw her committing the act of zina, or the act of adultery. Yeah. So the word shahada here means a testimony in front of a judge. It doesn't refer to the shahada to la ilaha illallah. That is a specific kind of shahada, a testimony of one's ascription to Islam. Barakallahu fikum. That's good that you pointed that out. Because there are people who say that a كَذِب, someone who lies, is outside of Islam. And that is not the way of Ahl Sunnah. But there are people who claim that. You know, there are people who claim that. What are this group called? The Khawarij, Ahsantum. The Khawarij are the people who say, any major sinner, anyone who commits a kabira, is outside of Islam. How soon is our iqamah? According to the schedule, because we have brothers visiting. Huh? It's now, huh? Tayyib. Then we'll have to stop here for this time, and then we will establish Salat al-Isha. And as a reminder, after Salat al-Isha, we have the Aqidah class, insha'Allah ta'ala. Yeah. We'll continue the reading, and I didn't get a chance to finish the actual reading, so we'll continue the reading next week at this time, insha'Allah ta'ala. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. This has been our broadcast on Miraf Radio for the night preceding the seventh day of Safar 1436. Wassalamu alaikum.